Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Yiki. Mit unseren Sprachduschen lernst du eine Sprache so, wie es sich richtig anfühlt. Entspannt, intuitiv und vor allem mit ganz viel Freude. Wie klingt eigentlich ein gutes Verkaufsgespräch auf Englisch für dich? In dieser Sprachdusche lernst du, wie du im Verkauf und in beruflichen Gesprächen auf Englisch selbstbewusst und überzeugend kommunizierst. Auch diese Sprachdusche ist nach unserem gewohnten Prinzip aufgebaut. Zuerst hörst du ein paar Vokabeln und tauchst dann in eine kurze Geschichte ein, in der du die Wörter wiedererkennst. Am Ende sprichst du ein paar Sätze nach und wendest das Gelernte direkt an. Genug geredet. Los geht's mit Kapitel 1.
Lesson 1. Overview. Part 1.
Overview.
Überblick.
Overview. A wealthy man.
Ein reicher Mann.
A wealthy man. He was asked on a talk show.
Er wurde in einer Talkshow gefragt.
He was asked on a talk show. To help out.
Aushelfen.
To help out. Even as a child.
Schon als Kind.
Even as a child. To polish.
Polieren.
To polish. Until the apple is shiny.
Bis der Apfel glänzt.
Until the apple is shiny. I sold it with profit.
Ich verkaufte ihn mit Gewinn.
I sold it with profit. To make a long story short.
Um es kurz zu machen.
To make a long story short. He left me.
Er hat mir hinterlassen.
He left me. A top salesman.
Ein Top-Verkäufer.
A top salesman. On the other hand.
Andererseits.
On the other hand. The potential of becoming.
Das Potenzial, um zu werden.
The potential of becoming. As least as.
Zumindest.
As least as. As long as.
So lange wie.
As long as. To be alive.
Am Leben sein.
To be alive. To congratulate.
Gratulieren.
To congratulate. To purchase.
Erwerben.
To purchase. Seldom.
Selten.
Seldom. To attain.
Erzielen.
To attain. Success is seldom attained.
Erfolg wird selten erreicht.
Success is seldom attained. Through inheritance.
Durch Vererbung, Erbschaft.
Through inheritance. To be successful.
Erfolgreich sein.
To be successful. Profession.
Beruf.
Profession. Suggestion.
Vorschlag.
Suggestion. Useful facts.
Nützliche Fakten.
Useful facts. Successful salesmanship.
Erfolgreiche Verkaufsführung.
Successful salesmanship. By the end.
Am Ende.
By the end. The most important rules.
Die wichtigsten Regeln.
The most important rules. Active listening.
Aktives Zuhören.
Active listening. Price negotiation.
Preisverhandlung.
Price negotiation. To transfer the knowledge.
Das Wissen übertragen.
To transfer the knowledge. A specific sales situation.
Eine bestimmte Verkaufssituation.
A specific sales situation. It is a pleasure to sell.
Es ist eine Freude zu verkaufen.
It is a pleasure to sell. Regardless.
Ungeachtet.
Regardless. To be reserved.
Zurückhaltend sein.
To be reserved. To be spirited.
Temperamentvoll sein.
To be spirited. To be confident.
Selbstsicher sein.
To be confident. You will gain.
Du wirst gewinnen.
You will gain. Instinctively.
Instinktiv.
Instinctively. To get the most out of.
Um das Beste herauszuholen.
To get the most out of. To keep in mind.
Im Kopf behalten.
To keep in mind. It is relevant.
Es ist relevant.
It is relevant. To dwell on things.
Über Dinge nachdenken.
To dwell on things. To agree.
Zustimmen.
To agree. To keep things simple.
Dinge einfach halten.
To keep things simple. It refers to men and women.
Es bezieht sich auf Männer und Frauen.
It refers to men and women. To add.
Hinzufügen.
To add. Additional.
Zusätzlich.
Additional. Rhetoric trainer.
Rhetoriktrainer.
Rhetoric trainer. Formerly.
Früher.
Formerly. Territory manager.
Gebietsleiter.
Territory manager. Sales trainer.
Verkaufstrainer.
Sales trainer. A pretty good salesman.
Ein ziemlich guter Verkäufer.
A pretty good salesman. Listen for yourself.
Höre selbst.
Listen for yourself. Please have a seat.
Bitte nimm Platz.
Please have a seat. Territory manager.
Gebietsmanager.
Territory manager. Including that you are.
Einschließlich, dass du bist.
Including that you are. A promising salesman.
Ein vielversprechender Verkäufer.
A promising salesman. Eventually.
Schließlich, letztendlich.
Eventually. To become interested.
Sich interessieren.
To become interested. To look behind.
Dahinter blicken.
To look behind. To look behind the scenes.
Hinter die Kulissen schauen.
To look behind the scenes. Psychology.
Psychologie.
Psychology. Behavior.
Verhalten.
Behavior. Psychological reasons.
Psychologische Gründe.
Psychological reasons. To differentiate.
Unterscheiden.
To differentiate. Unsuccessful ones.
Erfolglose.
Unsuccessful ones. How do they handle?
Wie gehen sie damit um?
How do they handle? Customer.
Kunde.
Customer. I did a lot of reading.
Ich habe viel gelesen.
I did a lot of reading. To read on the subject.
Zu diesem Thema lesen.
To read on the subject. To compare it to.
Es vergleichen mit.
To compare it to. Practical experience.
Praktische Erfahrung.
Practical experience. I pass my knowledge.
Ich gebe mein Wissen weiter.
I pass my knowledge. Ambitious.
Ehrgeizig.
Ambitious. A subject that I choose for you.
Ein Thema, das ich für dich wähle.
A subject that I choose for you. I would like you to meet.
Ich möchte, dass du triffst.
I would like you to meet. Colleague.
Kollege, Kollegin.
Colleague. To be a big help at.
Eine große Hilfe sein bei.
To be a big help at. Coworker.
Mitarbeiter.
Coworker. A former colleague.
Ein ehemaliger Kollege.
A former colleague. To take a sales training course.
An einem Verkaufstraining teilnehmen.
To take a sales training course. Likewise.
Gleichfalls.
Likewise. To join us.
Bei uns mitmachen.
To join us. To experience.
Erleben.
To experience. An irate customer.
Ein wütender Kunde.
An irate customer. Actress.
Schauspielerin.
Actress. Exaggeration.
Übertreibung.
Exaggeration. I do this as a hobby.
Ich mache das als Hobby.
I do this as a hobby. On the side.
Nebenher.
On the side. Portraying other characters.
Andere Charaktere darstellen.
Portraying other characters. Body language.
Körpersprache.
Body language. Facial expression.
Gesichtsausdruck.
Facial expression. Gestures.
Gesten.
Gestures. To enjoy.
Genießen.
To enjoy. Along the way.
Entlang des Weges.
Along the way.
Dialogue. Overview. Part 1.
A wealthy man was asked on a talk show how he earned his many millions. He answered, "I came from a very poor family and had to help out to earn money, even as a child. One day I bought an apple for 5 cents, polished it until it was very shiny, and then sold it for 10 cents. With that, I bought 2 apples, polished them, and then sold them for 20 cents. With that profit, I bought 4 apples. To make a long story short, when I had 100 apples, my uncle died and left me $10 million. This was not a bad start for him. Maybe he would have become a top salesman, but the management of his inheritance left him no time. You, on the other hand, do have the potential of becoming a top salesman, at least as long as your uncle is alive. Welcome to this audio sales training. I would like to congratulate you on purchasing it. It shows you know success is seldom attained through inheritance. You have to do something, you have to work hard to be successful in your profession. This audio learning program will have many suggestions, tips, and useful facts for successful salesmanship. By the end, you will know the most important rules for successful sales, from active listening to effective price negotiation. You will be in a position to transfer this knowledge to your specific sales situation and will find that it is a pleasure to sell. Regardless if you are reserved, friendly, spirited, or confident, you will find important information in this training. And if you are already successful, you will gain a better understanding of things you've already been doing instinctively. To get the most out of this training, here's a tip to keep in mind. Take the information that is important and relevant for you, and don't dwell on things that don't interest you or with which you don't quite agree. To keep things simple, salesman refers to both men and women. We've also added three additional characters. They are Ms. Jansen, a rhetoric trainer, Mr. Kuhn, formerly a territory manager, now a sales trainer, and Mr. Fredericks, already a pretty good salesman. But listen for yourself.
Hello, Mr. Fredericks. Please have a seat. Your territory manager has told me a few things about you, including that you're a promising salesman.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you know him well?
Yes, very well. We worked together for a long time. We were both territory managers in the same company some years ago. Eventually, I became interested in looking behind the scenes to learn how the psychology of selling really works. I studied behavior and tried to learn the psychological reasons for success and failure. What differentiates successful salesmen from unsuccessful ones? How do they handle difficult customers and themselves when they have a bad day? I did a lot of reading on the subject and compared it to my practical experience. And now, I pass my knowledge on to young, ambitious salesmen like yourself.
And how does that work?
Well, we will meet 24 times, including today. Each time, we will deal with a new subject, one I choose for you. But before we start our first subject, I'd like you to meet someone, my colleague Ms. Jansen. She's a rhetoric trainer and will be a big help at some of our meetings. Ms. Jansen, do you have a moment?
I'm coming.
Ms. Jansen, meet Mr. Fredericks. He's a co-worker of a former colleague and friend of mine and is going to take a sales training course from me.
Hello, Mr. Fredericks. It's nice to meet you.
Likewise. I hope you'll be able to join us often.
Maybe more than you would like.
Yes. Wait until you experience Ms. Jansen playing an irate customer. You should know that Ms. Jansen is also an actress. Ms. Jansen, please tell us a little about yourself.
Well, actress is probably an exaggeration, but I have fun portraying other characters. I will also teach you a little about rhetoric, body language, facial expression, gestures, and show you how you can learn more easily and effectively. Mr. Kuhn will let me know when he needs me. Until then, I hope you enjoy the trainings.
Thanks, and I hope we will also learn a little something along the way.
Der erste Teil ist geschafft. Bevor es gleich mit den Sätzen zum Nachsprechen weitergeht, haben wir einen kleinen Tipp für dich. Wenn du noch mehr Englisch lernen willst, dann schau doch mal in der Yiki-App vorbei. Als Podcast-Hörerin bekommst du 30% Rabatt auf deine erste Buchung und damit Zugriff auf über 200 weitere Kapitel unserer Englischkurse. Einfach den Code PODCAST30 auf yiki.de bei deiner Anmeldung eingeben. Den Link findest du auch in den Shownotes. Das war's mit dem kurzen Hinweis. Jetzt bist du an der Reihe. Sprich die Sätze nach und verbessere so deine englische Aussprache.
Your territory manager has told me that you are a promising salesman. I became interested in looking behind the scenes. I studied behavior and tried to learn the psychological reasons for success. What differentiates successful salesmen from unsuccessful ones? How do you handle difficult customers if you have a bad day? I did a lot of reading on the subject. I compared it to my practical experience. And now I pass my knowledge on to young, ambitious salesmen. We will meet 24 times, including today. I would like you to meet my colleague. She will be a big help at some of our meetings. He is a co-worker of a former colleague and friend of mine. He is going to take a sales training course from me. Likewise, I hope you'll be able to join us often. I hope we will also learn a little something along the way.
Neugierig, wie es weitergeht? Dann hör dir doch gleich noch das zweite Kapitel aus unserem Kurs Sales and Communication 1 an. Und wenn dir die Folge gefallen hat, lass uns gerne eine Bewertung da. Das hilft uns wirklich weiter und sorgt dafür, dass noch mehr Leute von unseren Sprachduschen erfahren. Bis dann!